Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
I remember, praise God. And somebody says, what's the change? The change is so great that you can't even hardly describe it. I loved the Lord when I was born again. I told people about you. I witnessed. I used to stand on the campus of East Tennessee State and hand out tracts to people in lunchtime and lead them to the Lord right there on the campus. Me and a friend of mine, we led half of our football team to the Lord at our church there and had them going to church Sunday school on Sunday mornings by our senior year when we was there. And we were constantly praying and ministering, and they knew that I was a Christian. I remember I worked a part-time job, and they called me the preacher because I witnessed to them all the time. Amen. When I got saved, I got all in. I was just excited to be saved. I was excited, Jesus my Lord. I was excited that I'm not going to hell. I'm excited that God loves me, and He's my Father, and Jesus my Lord, and it's great. But there was a lack of power. There was just something missing in my life. I had a hard time remembering scriptures. I had a hard time quoting scriptures. I had a hard time, you know, getting them together and learning things. And then I found out there's the Holy Spirit. And I began to read about the Holy Spirit. And I began to read about the book of Acts. I said, my goodness, those guys are different than me. My Christianity compared to theirs, they're Superman and I'm nothing. God, I thank you for what you're doing, but there's got to be more. What is it? And you shall receive power. I'll never forget. I read Acts 1:8, and it just was branded in my mind and my heart. And you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I went, ooh, glory to God. And you shall be witnesses unto me. And I looked the word witness up, and it says, one who can get evidence and proof. God, you want me to be so powerful that I can get results when I'm doing these things. Then I read Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it divided and was set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. And this was noised abroad, he goes on down and says. And they went out, and some people thought they were drunk, and some people thought they were crazy, and some people thought they lost their mind. And then Peter stands up, and I'd read about Peter. I mean, you know, I would read, and here's the apostle Peter stands up. I mean, this is the guy that denied the Lord. This is the guy that was hid out. This is the guy that was messing up all the time. But now all of a sudden, there's something different about this man. He stands up and he begins to preach. He says, listen, we're not drunk as you suppose, sin is but the third hour of the day. This is that which was promised by the prophet Joel, that in the last days God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters would begin to prophesy, and your old men would begin to dream dreams, and you young men would begin to have visions, and this same Jesus that you crucified, God has raised up from the dead, and He's Lord, and that which you now see and hear has come from God, and you need to have this in your life. And 3,000 people got saved and filled and joined because the power of the Holy Ghost was on this man. And I said, God, I gotta have what he had. And I searched for it. And I would tell you, I'm so thankful that I found the truth that I'm sharing with you. That I could come to the Lord because I was His child. And notice in Luke 11:13, that was a verse that really helped me. If you fathers, earthly fathers, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? He won't force it on you. But if you ask Him for it, He'll give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you know what I did? On Tuesday evening, June 7th, 1977. Y'all do know that June the 7th was a Tuesday, don't you? Amen. You know, I knelt down by the bed in the upstairs bedroom of the old farmhouse in Union Hall, Virginia, where Bonnie had grown up. And I knelt down beside that bed and I said, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I'm saved and I have eternal life. I thank you that I'm born again and my sins have been washed away. But Lord, I believe that I've seen in your word that you want me to be filled with your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, right now, I ask you to come into me. And I believe that I receive you. Back then we read the King James and it was comforter. I receive you as my comforter coming into me right now, filling me up. And Heavenly Father, I thank you. I receive the Holy Spirit coming into my heart. And by faith, I believe I am now filled with the Holy Ghost. I receive my prayer language. And by faith, I'm going to speak in tongues and magnify my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am now filled and you are my comforter. In Jesus' name, amen. Never heard anybody pray that. I'm praying that for the first time. Never heard anybody else speak in tongues. I've never been in a charismatic meeting yet. And all of a sudden, down on the inside of me, something just came in. And all of a sudden, I felt something bubbling up. The Holy Spirit. See, I asked him to come in, and he came. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, up out of my spirit, it just seemed like something. And I thought, what is that? And the Lord said, just say what it sounds like. And I just said it. And boy, when I said it, it came. And then I said it again. And the next thing you know, our hands were up in the air. And I was praying in tongues and worshiping God. And for the next half hour, I just prayed in tongues and worshiped God and magnified God. And when I finished, the Lord said, now, son, let me show you something. You don't have to wait for some special anointing to do that. The Holy Spirit said he would come and live in you forever and abide in you. He's with you. He's your helper and your friend. Now just go ahead and lift your voice up again and start praying in tongues. And I lifted my voice up and started praying in tongues again. And I want to tell you something, folks. I started on that Tuesday evening, June the 7th, and I prayed in tongues. I prayed in tongues today. I prayed almost every day. I'm just going to correct that. I have prayed in tongues every day of my life since June the 7th, 1977. Hallelujah. What happened to you? Scripture began to come alive to me. I could memorize scripture and I could quote scripture that I didn't know. And I went over and I'd been filled with the Holy Ghost and we was going to the denominational church and I got a word and this lady, she was stiff in her neck and she'd been stiff all week and she couldn't get out. And her daughter called and said, would y'all come over and pray? And so we went over to her house, me and Bonnie and my brother-in-law and Bonnie's twin sister, they were living there on the farm at the time, and another couple was spirit-filled. And so we went over there and I'm sitting there and they got her out of bed and set her at the kitchen table and you know the Holy Spirit gives you boldness now and he's going to show you what to do. And so I'm sitting there with them, and so I said, listen, let me give you some healing scriptures. I believe the Lord wants to heal you. She says, oh, that'd be so good. And I read some healing scriptures to her. And I said, now everybody join hands. I'm going to walk around behind you. Jesus said, lay hands on your neck, and I believe the Lord's going to heal you. And so I said, Lord Jesus, I lay hands on her, and I release the power of the Holy Ghost in her, and I believe you, Lord, to heal her now, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And when I did, I said, now how do you feel? And she looked up, and she says, oh, my God, I feel great. Hallelujah. And she got up. And she got up off of that chair and went over and just walked around and started praising God and went over and fixed some tea and served us all iced tea. Hallelujah. And things like that began to happen. Praise God. And things like that continue to happen. Why? Because that's the life God wants us to live. That's before I went to Bible school, folks. I was working at M&W Windows when that happened. In Rocky Mount, Virginia, building bay windows. God will work in your life, but you have to have the Holy Spirit helping you. And why should it sound such a hard thing for you to receive a language from the Holy Spirit and pray to God in a heavenly language? Why should that sound so strange? Why should that be such a big problem? Amen. Amen. You know what I did? We sang the song. I stand in his presence and I'm undone. All I did was I just got in God's presence and let him undo me. And I just yielded to him. And you know what? I prayed in tongues and I was the first person I ever heard speak in tongues is me. Amen. I prayed in tongues for 2 weeks and then I got Bonnie filled the Holy Ghost. She started speaking in tongues. And she wouldn't do it in front of me, and I wouldn't do it in front of her. So we still didn't hear anybody else speak in tongues. And then A friend of hers had gone to school with, went to Oral Roberts University. He was going through the theological department, and he came back and he wanted to have a little praise service. So there's about 15 came together, and he got his guitar out and started singing the praise songs. And we thought, boy, these are good. Hallelujah. Hadn't heard any praise choruses. We still sang out of the hymnals. And so he's singing these little choruses. And I thought, well, that's nice. First thing you know, he just cranks her off, starts singing in the spirit, singing in tongues. And when he did, you know, I was like, ooh, hallelujah. I mean, I got the right thing. I'm, you know, it don't sound exactly like his, but I'm doing the same thing he's doing. Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, everybody started lifting their voice up, and the whole little group started praying and worshiping God in tongues. And we were all Baptists. I said, uh-huh. Can't hide it anymore, can you? None of us knew that anybody else spoke in tongues. Amen. And we just kind of looked at each other like, ooh, you got it too. Hallelujah. We became the secret tongues people. Hallelujah. Amen. We were God's secret agent, sharing that with the people in our church. Hallelujah. But you know what? That's what God wants to do. If we're going to have revival, folks, it's just a hunger and a love and an abandonment of religious thinking and just getting that out of your mind, saying, Lord, I open my mouth. I'm going to speak in tongues and worship you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, when I speak in an unknown tongue, I'm not speaking unto men, but I'm speaking secrets and divine mysteries unto God. I'm talking to God, divine secrets to God. I'm just speaking out to God. Hallelujah. Brother Hagin tells the story about how his father-in-law, he said, this guy came to the town, he got getting people saved. Then he got to preaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, started getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. So some of the folks, you know, this is back in the 30s, 1930s, and so his farming. So he said his father-in-law got with another fellow. And he said they went over and said that one of the other farmers who was a good man got saved in the community. So they said, well, we know he's real. If he's got saved, he's real. And he went back to the meeting to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said, we're going to go over there and stay back away out in the dark a little bit and see what happens to him. And so they said, you know, he came forward and nobody came over and laid hands or nothing, but he just knelt down right there in the sawdust in the old tent and was praying. And then the next thing you know, he just started speaking in tongues. And he said, his father-in-law said to the fellow right beside him, he started listening to him, said, what's he saying? What's he saying? He said, my father-in-law looked at him and said, I don't know. He's not talking to me. He said he didn't know just how right he was. Amen. Because when you're praying in tongues, you're not talking to people. You're talking to God. You're talking to God. And you know what? God hears it and understands it. And he blesses you while you're doing it. Amen.
Today's message is from Pastor Huffman's new series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. You can receive your own copy of this series on CD for $15 by sending your check or money order to Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. To use your credit card, call 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. And ask for the series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. This series and many other ministry resources are available online at darylhuffman.org. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.